All right, welcome to today's episode. Today, we're going to cover the five critical factors to campaign success and tracking ROI as it relates to podcast advertising. So for those of you new to the channel, my name is Joey Valancourt, and over the past 15 years, I've helped businesses scale using partnership marketing strategies from affiliates, influencers, and of course, podcast advertising. I've helped get sponsorships to over hundreds of shows, and we've had 10,000 of ads go live, and we spent millions of dollars in advertising budget. And what's that allowed me to do is test a lot of things and make a lot of dumb mistakes and bring you back the insights on what's going to help you not make those same mistakes. So if that sounds just interesting to you, please like, subscribe, stay in touch with us so that you get all the updates and you can ask your questions. And I would love to do episodes on the feedback you're giving me. Welcome everyone to the Partner Up Profits Podcast. I'm your host, Joey Viancourt, a former introverted small towner who now adds value to businesses by sharing the most effective ways to grow and scale using affiliate and influencer partnership strategies. I'll share the lessons I've learned over the past 15 years while helping my clients generate more than 100 million in sales. We'll also dive into productivity hacks, mindset, and the newest trends from real case studies and expert interviews. You're just one partnership away from changing your business. So get ready, partner up, and profit. Let's get into it. We all need to track success when it comes to digital marketing campaigns. Some things are easier to track than others. Podcasts is not an easy thing to track. Sure, there's ways we can do it, and we're going to share a few little tactical things you can do today. But ultimately, one of the reasons why people don't go into podcast advertising, I should say specifically businesses, is that it's very risky. Because how do you attribute for things that maybe can't get tracked? If I'm in my car listening to a podcast ad, well, I might not remember the link or the code. So what are other ways that you can ensure attribution back to a campaign related to a podcast partner that you can prove, yes, this is working, or no, we should cut or we should renegotiate? So if this sounds like a problem you've had, don't worry, you're not alone, and there are ways to solve it, but it's not going to be a complete 100% fix. Podcast advertising is a bit risky, but it does overall lift all ships and create really great brand awareness, brand engagement, and drives your customer acquisition costs down over time as a top of funnel acquisition. As Henry Ford once said, before everything else, getting ready is the secret to success. And without understanding attribution and setting up these five factors, it's like sailing without a compass, okay? It's like having no direction and no measurement tools. So we're going to fix that. Number one, you need a unique link in Vanity Link. Now, this is the obvious one, okay? Like, just make sure to have a link ready. Very simple. Number two, though, a unique code. Now, a unique code doesn't have to necessarily offer a discount. I've heard a lot of people say, I don't want to become a discount brand. We're not a discount brand. I don't want to offer discounts. And that is true. But what I'd say is counter that to also offer a discount or a some sort of bonus. What else could a code activate that would give you a little bit more leverage on the show, some more compelling marketing offers to get people to use that code? Now, the other consideration is that when there's codes flying around out there, there's rebate sites that pick this up, et cetera. But to me, that's almost a good thing. Even if it's not related primarily to the show on that day of the release, it's still out there and creating customers. So I don't really worry about that too much. If things get out of hand with one code and I know that person's not driving that awareness, then there's some considerations of some things you can fix. But overall, creating a unique code, whether it's a code, some sort of discount, or a code that activates some sort of bonus or limited time offer, you're going to get people using the code more. And the reason why I like Vanity Link and a code, first off, a Vanity Link, for those of you who don't know, it's yourwebsite.com/the person's name or the person's show or some sort of unique identifier that allows you to then dynamically insert either codes or harmonized partner images, assets, testimonials for that particular show. So there's a lot you can do on the tech side that involves a bit more advanced setup, but it's not just for attribution. It's actually to create a harmonized experience as a co-branded partnership with that particular podcast. The third thing that I do for just, again, campaign success and tracking ROI, because you do want to track this as much as possible, offer gifts with purchase. So gifts with purchase is a bit more of a step up from a discount code. So you're actually adding more value rather than discounting your products. So in its essence, you're still giving away more money in the beginning, but what it's allowing you to do is leverage that particular audience and get them to take action on something that otherwise they might just drop off and go to Amazon or go to an affiliate place and pick up the product, however they want to. But what happens is you don't get the attribution and you can't connect the dots back to that partner. In my world, with partnerships, with affiliates, podcasts, I always want them to get paid, period. I do not want them getting undercut, because if I treat the partner with respect and they're getting paid and they're getting incentivized to make sales, they're going to continue to want to do deeper deals with me, do more interest-aligned deals with me. So again, it's in my best interest to increase the engagement of that ad so that they're actually buying and I'm tracking it. So the number three thing was gift with purchase.
Have you ever wanted to start working with content creators or influencers to scale your business, but you just don't know where to start? You're not alone. Starting an influencer marketing affiliate program for your business can be a very profitable income stream, but so few get it right. And the majority of the comments I hear back from clients is that they tried it, they spent a few $1,000s, they saw no results, and they gave up. And it's truly painful for me to hear these types of stories. So I went ahead and created a free masterclass program called The Bootstrapper's Guide to Influencer Marketing. You see, since 2015, by shifting my focus to omni-channel influencers, I made a lot of mistakes in the beginning, but along the way, I developed a winning formula that allowed me to successfully build multiple seven-figure influencer programs. Now, this masterclass program is free, and it's everything from how to find influencers, how to outreach them, what to pay them, how to analyze them, working with agencies, and how to minimize mistakes and maximize the wins. It's going to save you a lot of money, time, and resources. It will also fast-track your success and allow you to finally build an army of micro-influencers and possibly even crack the code on working with a few celebrities. Just go ahead to partnerupprofits.com, search for The Bootstrapper's Guide to Influencer Marketing in the product section, and you can download it, like I said, for free today and start learning the truth about what it takes to work with influencers.
Number four, this is my favorite. Now, this is my favorite with an asterisk, okay? So depending on the business you're running, I want to call out what not to do from an ad. This sounds a bit absurd, but I'll tell them not to go to Amazon. In the event that I need to track these sales and I need to know how a show is doing, if I want to do a blended cost per acquisition, then I probably won't do this, but I can't track Amazon sales at scale sometimes. Now, there might be softwares out there, and again, I'm an open book, so if you've discovered ways to fix this, please let me know. Let's do an episode, let's do an interview, you know, let's talk. But ultimately, there are some blind spots that occur with podcast advertising that I can't account for. So if an ad goes live today or an episode drops today, there could be a big wave of sales that I can attribute with a link, with a code, or gift with purchase that is exclusive to that ad and that show. However, there might also be a bump of 50% in Amazon sales. We could safely assume that those Amazon sales are associated with the podcast, but unfortunately, if you're running omni-channel marketing campaigns with other divisions in your company, then who takes credit for that? Maybe there was also an ad going live. So you have to decide how you're measuring things, and in some cases, they use first click, last click, or a blended attribution model. But overall, if you know that you need to track links and codes, which in my case, I really want to, because I can't necessarily count on Amazon as being an attribution back to that campaign, then I want to call it out in the ad. So I'll say, by the way, this is an exclusive bonus only for people going to this link on this day with this code. You cannot get this at Walmart. You can't get this at Target or, you know, online retailers of any other kind, regardless of Amazon or not. You can only get it here. Go now, limited time offer. Okay. So call it out in the ad. And most people are fine with it. And just make sure that, you know, again, if this is your business and you're not doing a blended average, this is in your best interest. Number five, measure the cost of acquisition of a customer. So we just talked about the reasons, you know, if you're not doing this, how you can go around it. But in the event that you're just a company with blending all marketing channels and all you care about is driving down the overall customer acquisition cost. So as a whole, and a focus is, what is that number today? What I like to do is with clients that I'm working with, before they get into podcast advertising or start to do any kind of brand awareness campaign, I want them to tell me that number now. And then from then on, every day we're tracking that as a KPI. Is that number going down or not? If it's going up, that's a bad sign. And if it's going down, it's a good sign. Especially when starting to work in things like PR, podcasts, or anything social media awareness factors that, yes, there's links, yes, there's codes, but of course, we can't account for everybody who forgot the link or forgot the code or buys outside of the period that we're defining where we're measuring things. So let's say it's a 30-day period. Well, maybe, you know, out how many marketing touch points are there today? I'm not even sure. But ultimately, they could buy in 120 days. So you need to know the time range cycle of a customer. But not to get too nitty gritty and to have to figure all this out, I just want to know, are we trending the right way? Is customer acquisition going down? In addition to evaluating the shows, because I'm still evaluating, I'm not saying don't look at any of your shows or your ROI. But ultimately, what I want to know is, in addition to watching the ROI, how is the acquisition cost of a customer going, and is it going up or down or trending the same? So that's another way you can do it. And those are the five ways. The bonus thing though, and again, this is a paid version of what you'll need to install. I haven't found any free ones yet. So again, if you have, please comment, let me know where you found them and how they benefited you. But for now, I use my primary go-to AI software is Magellan AI. Now, it's a podcast analytics platform that has a bunch of features from prospecting to outreach to ad checks and a whole bunch of other features. But the one I like in this instance is their IP pixel-based tracking. So what does that mean? Very much like the name sounds, there's a pixel placed both on the host show's platform, wherever that is, and then there's a pixel placed on your website so that if somebody's listening to their show and then goes to your website, it'll track the pixel and associate the sale to that person. Now, of course, if you can't control the end pixel placement, such as like Amazon or Walmart, then that's not going to totally help you. But this does help account for things like if you're only tracking last click or just first click, or you don't even have this system set up to track that and all you're tracking is codes, this will give you a new level of analytics that you should be implementing if you're at the point where you want to scale and understand the metrics even better. So if you're only sponsoring a couple of shows right now, that's not really needed. This is an enterprise software and an investment that's going to help you automate and scale things and understand the data better. But if you're already sponsoring multiple shows or you're moving into the six-figure, seven-figure marketing channel for podcast advertising, Magellan AI, beyond just the IP pixel-based tracking I'm talking about, is going to help you scale this. And it's something I've used. It's something that I go to as my primary recommendation for anybody looking to get into podcast advertising and scale it. So just to reiterate the five critical factors, the campaign success and tracking ROI, you have your unique link, vanity link. So again, make it specific to the partner. You've got a unique code that either activates a discount or a bonus. And then third is outside of just the code, you could also just offer a gift with purchase. So in addition to a code that activates a discount and a bonus, you could just also put in a gift with purchase on top of the bonus. Maybe the bonus is a PDF. Maybe the gift with purchase is actually a physical product that you're going to give to them. And I would tie that to subscription just as a side note. Now, fourth one, call it out. If you don't want them going anywhere else, you want them hitting this page because you know your responsibility is to grow this one particular channel and your attribution is tied to the link and the code, make sure to call out where not to go and make sure to build the marketing to make it appealing to that audience to want to go to that page. And so that they can see if they go to that page versus maybe a walmart.com or another online retailer that sells your products, they don't see that bonus or that gift, okay? Now, fifth one, measure cost per acquisition. If you do all five of those things, I guarantee your attribution system is going to level up in many ways. And then finally, when you can afford it and when you're at the appropriate level for scaling podcasts, look at Magellan AI, book a demo with them, tell them you came from the Partner Up Profits channel or podcast. Hopefully they give you a sweet deal, but if not, you're still going to be well taken care of. And they're continuing to level up. Right now, we're only 2023. They're building new AI analytics and platforms to serve the content creator systems of the future. So please check that out. And all the best in your success. Don't let podcast ads scare you. This is for every business, provided you do your due diligence, your homework, and you put in a bit of the actual work and start to track things effectively.
That's all we've got for this Partner Up Profits podcast episode. As always, I hope you leave here today with one new idea that you can apply to your life and business. I'd be forever grateful to you for leaving a review of this episode. And if you like it, rate it a 5 or give it a thumbs up and just leave a quick comment in iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you tune in to listen. Also, make sure to link up with us at partnerupprofits.com on social media. And please just share this podcast with anyone who you think might enjoy it. Until next time, remember, you're just one partnership away from changing your business. Let others do the selling for you and get ready to partner up and profit.